Almighty God, Father of all mercies, we, your unworthy servants, give you humble thanks for all your goodness and loving kindness to us and to all whom you have made. We bless you for our creation, preservation, and all the blessings of this life. But above all, for your immeasurable love and the redemption of the world by our Lord Jesus Christ, for the means of grace, and for the hope of glory. And, we pray, give us such an awareness of your mercies that with truly thankful hearts we may show forth your praise, not only with our lips, but in our lives, by giving up ourselves to your service, and by walking before you in holiness and righteousness all our days, through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom, with you and the Holy Spirit, be honor and glory throughout all ages. Amen. Daily Morning Prayer and Daily Evening Prayer. Rite 2. The General Thanksgiving. From the Book of Common Prayer. Will our new donkey enjoy his new home? The long westward highway flattened out ahead of us as we left the rolling hills and trees of north-central Texas behind, giving me plenty of time to imagine his first impressions. I hope he likes us. With the giddy anticipation of an adoptive pet parent, I'd made sure his living area was tidy and ready for him. Fresh water in a large bucket, holding pen free of sticks and debris, and hay set aside to be served. Although I knew he would only see the barn and pasture, in my nervous zeal I'd cleaned the entire house and breezeway, just in case he might want a tour. I mean, you never know. It was Saturday, official chore day at the Ridge household. As I swept the concrete floor of the breezeway, I mentally clicked through the rest of the tasks on my to-do list. With only Tom and me at home, there were fewer messes to clean up and no one else to blame for all the shoes left out and dishes in the sink. A good chunk of that blame rested with yours truly. What can I say? I'm just a humble tool in the hands of the Lord for refining the patience of the neatnik whom I married. I rested my chin on the top of the broom handle and thought back to a memorable chore day several years earlier when Megan and Grayson were still at home. I had barked out orders to clean out their toxic waste dump bedrooms or else, while I focused my attention on the main living areas. Tom's task for the day was replacing the driver's seatbelt on our then 15-year-old Explorer. I could tell his patience was at the breaking point when he came inside to get a drink of water and said preemptively, "Don't talk to me." I had followed orders, continuing to move from room to room through the house. Checking on the kids' progress, I jabbed my pointer finger first at Megan and then the vacuum, before giving Grayson a look that communicated my wishes. "Put down the Legos and get to work. And no, I don't care if you're hungry right now." Suddenly, I heard a noise coming from outside and looked up to see Tom banging on the glass sliding door that leads from the breezeway into the house. I couldn't believe my eyes. My husband's face was contorted and he was covered in blood. "Dear God, he's been shot. Oh, Lord." My mind raced in 1,000 directions, but my body was frozen in place. I knew Tom would collapse any minute from sheer blood loss alone. I immediately commenced crying and praying and looking for my phone so I could dial 911. It had to have been a shotgun at point-blank range. How is he still standing? And then I heard, "It's paint. I accidentally punctured a red spray can and it exploded in the back seat. I can't see. It's in my nose and throat, and it's everywhere inside the truck." Not blood. Just paint. We sprang into action, while Tom hosed himself down and got somewhat...